Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for a full shlema for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is dedicated to Zeicha Nishmas Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yechiel. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Yud Dalet, and we will begin on Daf Yud Gimel on the base, right at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah. By Rava asked the following question. If somebody said, Hareni Nazil Aches from Yoim, that my Naziris should not take effect until 20 days. And of course, once that Naziris takes effect, he will be a Nazir for 30 days. And then he also made another statement that I should begin a term of Naziris today that will last May Yoim, 100 days. Mau, what is the halacha regarding the second term of Naziris? Is the halacha that begins immediately, or do we wait for his first statement to be able to be fulfilled? That means he will first wait 20 days, and then, given the halon meya, since this term of 100 days, besrim leshlamim, can't be fulfilled within these only 20 days that he has until he has to start fulfilling his first obligation. So therefore, since he's going to have to stop after the 20 days of the 100 days to start counting that first obligation, that first 30-day Naziris, and since a person doesn't want to stop in the middle of his Naziris, therefore the halach will be, he won't start the 100-day Naziris until the first Naziris on the first obligation takes place. So in other words, the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara, he will not be a Nazir at all for 20 days. After not being a Nazir for 20 days, he'll take on his first obligation, which requires him to keep a 30-day Naziris. We'll complete that 30 days Naziris, and after he finishes that 30-day Naziris, he'll start his 100-day Naziris. And the reason we would say this is that a person, explains Tosfos, is not interested in beginning a Naziris, stopping, starting another Naziris, and then starting another and going back. Rather, he would prefer, and that's what he meant, presumably, to do each term separately. And since he meant to do each term separately, the halacha will be that he should wait 20 days, take on the 30 days, and then take on the 100 days. Or perhaps what we should say, this in this case, even though he started the 100-day Naziris, and then he's going to stop it to take on the 30-day Naziris, and then go back to complete the 100-day Naziris, it's really not an issue for him. The reason why it's not an issue for him, because the concern, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, we'll be discussing quite extensively in our current shiur, is that in order to be able to do a proper taglachas, in order to do a proper haircut at the end of your Naziris, you have to have a growth of 30 days. Here, you'll have that, because you'll have 20 days, then 30 days, and you'll still have 80 days left. Since you'll have 80 days left, it'll be certainly a hair growth that you could do a taglachas. So therefore, it won't bother you that taking this approach, starting, stopping, and starting another Naziris, and then going back to the original one, it doesn't bother him because there's no downside to what he's doing. And the way most Rishonim therefore explain the Gemara, this is the way Tosfos explains the Gemara, what the Gemara is suggesting that he should do and would do is start the 20 days, then do the 30 days, bring the kabbonis, take the haircut, and then count the 80-day balance that he have left. There's no problem, there's no downside because he's has hair that's growing for more than 30 days. And therefore, dalochi, and then take a haircut. The Rishonim, however, have a problem with this pshat, because certainly no one can suggest that if once accepted upon themselves 100-day Naziris, that it could break it up to 50-50. It has to be 100 consecutive days. Why over here are we saying that the 30 days that come after the 20 days could serve as a legitimate interruption and it could take a haircut after the 30 days? So they explain there's a difference where a person took upon himself a Naziris of 100 days. And the halach is, a Naziris of 100 days means an uninterrupted Naziris of 100 days. Here, what's happening in the Gemara is that the days in the middle are not uninterrupted days. The days in the middle are days of Naziris. When is there a halacha you can't just take a haircut in the middle of your Naziris? The halacha that you can't just take a haircut in the middle of your Naziris is only in a case where you just want to break up your Naziris. Here you don't want to break up your Naziris. There was another Naziris that came in, and that other Naziris required its own halachas. But there are in Rishonim, the Meiri and other Rishonim, that actually suggest that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that you'll start counting 20, and then you'll count the 30, and then you'll count the 80, but after the 30, you'll take a haircut. Of course you can't take a haircut after those 30. You can't take a haircut after those 30 because you're still in the middle of the 100. And therefore, they say what the Gemara meant to say was only as far as days that you have to count. But nobody wanted to suggest that during those days that you would be able to take a haircut and bring kabbonis after the 30 days. Also, it seems that the Rishonim's opinion are that if we're going to take this approach, the Miri's approach, at the end of the 100 days, you're going to have to bring two kabbonis. At the end of the 80 days, you're going to have to bring two kabbonis, one for the 100-day Naziris and one for the 30-day Naziris. Ask the Gemara, why was the question posed this way? The Tibayle, Rava should have posed the question, the Naziris Moatis, that somebody said, Hareini Nozer Lacha Esrim Yoim. He's taking upon himself that he's going to be a Nozer after 20 days. And he also said, for Nozer Ma'achshav. And he also takes upon himself that he's going to be a Nozer for now. Both, the term of both of these Naziris are 30 days. And the question again will be, will the second Naziris that he said could be effective from today start today? Or will we say that we wait for 20 days? After the 20 days, he should begin the Naziris of 30 days. And then afterwards, he'll take on and do the first Naziris. Says the Gemara, Rava asked one question, and the question is, and both the question that he asked was regarding both scenarios. And that's what he meant to say. And the Gemara means to say, this is what Rava meant to say. He was saying, in the case of he took on it in the Naziris Ma'atis, again, where somebody said, I'm going to be in Nazar after 20 days. And then he made another Kabbalah, that I'm going to be in Nazar from today. Kivan that Sar Yomim Hudi Asrin. So now, what's going to be? We'll say, well, the Nazar Ma'akshif should begin today. Count it for 20 days. And then take on the 30-day Naziris that he said he's going to be taking on after day 20. And then go back to the balance of the 10 days that he hasn't completed from his original Naziris. The 10 days are meaningless because the halacha is that he doesn't take a haircut after 20 days. And therefore, in that case, certainly his intention was that he should be no Nazir for the first 20 days, then take on the Naziris that he said that he would take on after 20 days, and then take on the original Naziris of 30 days. However, Rava now asked the question, Vadi Nazir Meiyoyim, but in the case where the Naziris was a 100-day Naziris, And then there was the other Nazirus that he said would start in 20 days. Here, we have an advantage, says the Gemara. He started counting the 20 days of his 100-day term, stopped, and then counted the 30 days. Finished those 30 days, he still has 80 days left over. So since 80 days is a significant amount of days, and since 80 days is a significant amount of days, and as we said at the beginning of the shiur, 30 days is considered significant because 30 days is the amount of time that you have a hair growth that is significant. So therefore, certainly here, that's what he meant. Start the other Nazirus and then go back. Or maybe even in this situation, his intention was that he doesn't want to have overlaps. He doesn't want to have to start and to stop and to start. And certainly it was his intention to start everything only in day 20. And continues the Gemara. Imtim Tzloimer, if you're going to say the Chayli, that the 100-day Nazir starts immediately, and then I'll stop it after 20 days, and then resume it after 30 days are over, what will be the din, asks Rava, if somebody said, Hareni Nazir Lach Esrim Yoim. He's going to be a Nazir, he takes upon himself a term of a 30-day term of Nazirus that should commence in 20 days. But he also said, Ma'achshav Nazir Oilam. He also says that I'm Nazir Oilam. And we know, as we learned at the beginning of Masechta on Daf Talib, that the person who takes upon himself to be a Nazir Oilam every year takes a haircut and brings the kabbonis, and then goes back and continues like that forever. Mahu, what will be the case here? Michailai, will the Nazirus Oilam begin right away? And then he'll stop the Nazirus Oilam and take on the Shloshim Yoim? Or here, you can't stop it, because the Nazirus Oilam is not a Nazirus that has an end, like the 100-day Nazirus. It's a Nazirus that continues forever. So you would have very big difficulty here. So therefore, what the halacha would be, that what you should do is that don't start anything until day 20. At day 20, begin the 30-day Nazirus. Finish that with the kabbonis, with the haircut. And then begin the rest of your life of being a Nazir Olam. There are achronim that want to suggest that the question, that this question really hinges on another question. We learn really possibly in two other questions. One question that we learned is that how often does a Nazir Olam take a haircut? We learned an opinion that a Nazir Olam takes a haircut every 30 days. We learned another opinion, which we said is actually the halacha, that the Nazir Olam takes a haircut every 12 months. So if the Nazir Olam takes a haircut only every 12 months, this could be a problem. If the Nazir Olam takes a haircut every 30 days, then this wouldn't be so problematic. That's one way of approaching the two sides of this question. Another way of approaching the two sides of this question is the yes, that we learned the Nazir Olam can take a haircut every 12 months. But is that something that he has to do, that he's obligated to do, or he's allowed to do because the hair is bothering him? And that may be the two sides of this question. Continues the Gemara, Imtim Tzloimer, in the case of that we just spoke about the Nazir Olam, it's not so problematic, and the reason it's not so problematic is the Efshel Tshule, it's a situation that he could be Matan and Neder, and therefore, the halacha will be that he will become a Nazir Olam immediately, and if he doesn't want, and now the other Naziris poses a problem for him, it won't be such a big problem. What he'll do is he'll be matan neder on the Nazir Olam. And since he'll be matan neder on that Nazir Olam, so now he can begin commencing. And as Taisa says, even if he doesn't actually be matan neder, but the fact that he has the right to be matan neder shows that this Naziris Olam is something that is not that strong, and therefore it may be interrupted. But as we learned, a Nazir Shimshin, the halacha is, if somebody says, Hareyu Nazir Shimshin, the halacha is that he can't be Matan Neder. As the Mishnah earlier in our Masechta, on Daf Talar and Aleph taught us, a Nazir Olam has the halacha that he could take a haircut every 30 days or every year. Another Shimshon doesn't have that leniency. Another Olam cannot be Metamei L'Meisim. Another Shimshon may be Metamei L'Meisim. And the more fundamental, what's relevant in our sugya, is that given that we said that part of the consideration here is because another Olam can be Mata and Nether, another Shimshon cannot be Mata and Nether. So therefore, it's a whole different situation. And therefore, ask the Gemara, what's going to be the halacha if somebody said, I already know the Shimshon lacha esrim yoim, I'm going to become another Shimshon after 20 days. And he says now, another stam, mahu, what will be the halacha? Hacha le'efshe le'chulei, since as we just said, another Shimshon, you can't be matted in nether, and since another Shimshon, you can't be matted in nether, michayla, so will we say that the 30-day Naziris should begin from now, and after 20 days he'll begin the Nazir Shimshon? Eloi, we don't let the Naziris Dam take place because we don't want him to start a Naziris that he has to stop. And therefore, what he should do is wait till day 20, and at day 20, he'll start the Naziris Shimshon. What will be what that obligation of the Naziris that he, of the 30-day Naziris that he took upon himself, if we're saying that he should wait till 20 days and then start being another Shimshon, and if, as we just said, another Shimshon remains another Shimshon forever, say the Rishonim, according to that side, he'll never be able to fulfill that obligation of a 30-day term. The other side says that he start, and even though that will be the case, the halacha is that there will be an overlap for 10 days. That means he'll start the regular Naziris today. Then in 20 days, he'll start the Naziris Shimshon. And then the first 10 days of his Naziris Shimshon, he'll have two things happening at the same time. He'll be another Shimshon as he will be for the rest of his life. And he will also have this other Naziris that he's completing. And he'll complete his Naziris, even though it won't be a full-fledged completion because he's in the middle of being a Naziris Shimshon, but he'll finish it. He won't be able to take a haircut, as I just said, because he's another Shimshon. He will bring the Kabbonis, and what will be the Kalocha now is that he will be able to be Metamei L'Meisim because he finished his term of Naziris, and only a regular Naziris, as we said, has the Halacha that he can't be Metamei L'Meisim. Another Shimshon can be Metamei L'Meisim. Omar, the Gemara brings another question. If somebody said, Omar k'moshe b'shiva ba'odar, he says, I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu was on Zayin Adar. And Zayin Adar, we know, was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. My, how do we understand his intention? Does he mean that he means to be a Nazir, because the Gemara is assuming that many people, that's the way Rashi explains, that many people on the day where Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter became Nazirim, or maybe all he means to say was that, maybe what he means to say, that actually this is a day that is a good day, because it's the day that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zayin Adar. But we also know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and therefore saying Hareini K'moshe B'Shiva Adar doesn't actually represent a negative, that he wants to abstain, that he wants to be a Nazir. Actually, it represents that he wants it to be a day of Simcha, because that was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was, that was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. The Brisker Rav, however, has a whole different interpretation of the Gemara's question. He said that we learned earlier in the Gemara, quite extensively, that the minimum term of Naziris is 30 days. And even if somebody declares himself to be a Nazir for only one day, he becomes a Nazir for 30 days, because it's not possible to be a Nazir for less than 30 days. Therefore, he says, what the Gemara here means to say is, if somebody says, I'm going to be a Nazir like Moshe Rabbeinu on Zayin Adam, does he mean that the decoration is null and void. It's a decoration who, by definition, is only speaking in one day, and there's no such a thing as a Naziris of less than one, of only one day. Or maybe the halacha is it, that it's not a regular Naziris, and therefore the halacha will be he'll be a new category of not being able to drink wine on that day. So the Rambam paskens that if somebody says, I'm going to be a Nazir one day before I die, the halacha is he has to act like a Nazir his entire life. Why? Because since he doesn't know when is going to be the time that he's going to pass away, every day has to be treated as this may be the day before the die he's going to die, and therefore he has to always be a Nazir. Michas Chinuch asks, where does the Rambam take this halacha from? Says the Brisk Rav, the Rambam takes his halacha from our Gemara. In our Gemara, he made a Naziris that will be only a one-day Naziris. Therefore, since it's only a one-day Naziris, that's the same case as the Rambam discusses. But as we learned, the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is the Gemara is not quite certain what did he mean with this statement. Did he mean it as a negative, a day of tzar, a day that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, or did he mean it's a day of simcha, this Tosfos Pshat, because it was a day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So there's a discussion by the Klozim Gerebbe Zatzal and the Shishal Zatshuva Stivrei Yatzev, Chelik Zayin Simen Samach Dalid, if one is supposed to celebrate a birthday. And an argument can be made that a birthday, certainly the birthday of a tzaddik, from our Gemara, it's a proof, is a day of simcha. That's why the Gemara wasn't quite certain how to treat a statement when somebody says, Kiyoim, Kazayin Adar. The Chasam Sofer disagrees, and it says that we don't make a simcha out of a day of a birthday. That's not a Jewish custom. So too says the Michas Elazar. One of the proofs that they say against that is because we know that Haman, when he made the lottery, which should be the day, and it fell out on Zayin Adar, he was very happy because he knew that that was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. But he didn't realize that was also the day he was born. So we see that a birthday is something to celebrate. On the other hand, many quote the pasuk that the Torah says regarding Paroi, where the pasuk says, Yoim HaLedus is Paroi, Yas Mishta L'chol Avodav. So we see that Paroi is the one that made a bar mitzvah, that made a birthday party, not other people. The Paiskim say that, moreover, celebrating a birthday is in the category of Chukas Ha'akam, and we don't celebrate the day of a birthday. There are, of course, that birthdays that everybody agrees that one should celebrate, and that is a bar mitzvah, a bas mitzvah, when somebody becomes 60 years old or 70s old. And I saw that the Sefer Oitzah HaDroshes says that the Pasuk says, Toiv Shem Mishem and Toiv, V'yoyim HaMoves M'yoyim Yivaldai. So he explains, what is the Pasuk saying? When somebody reaches Yoyim Yivaldai, the day he was born, it's not necessarily a cause for celebration. And the reason it's not a cause for celebration is because even though today is your birthday, it doesn't necessarily mean that you've accomplished everything that you're supposed to accomplish. Only Yom HaVavas, well, we always have to remember that we have a lot to accomplish and our life is not forever. And that's why he says we don't necessarily celebrate a birthday. So we've discussed numerous questions in our shir. Says the Gemara, Pshoit Minek and Maisa. The first question that we started today's shiur with suggests the Gemara can be answered. The Braisa, from what we learned in the Braisa, somebody said already Nozalach Esrim Yoim, and then they only become a Nozal after 20 days. And he also made a statement, Umi Achshem Yoim, and from today I want to be a Nozal for 100 days. The Braisa clearly indicates that the halach is Minim Esrim, you count 20 days to start your 100-day Naziris. Then when day 20 comes, Akach Minim Shloshim, you count 30 days, and then you suspend that first Naziris. And when then that 30-day Naziris ends, Akach Minim Shmoinim, you count 80 days, Lahashlam Naziris Rishonim. So that question is clearly answered. Our Gemara has also spoken about Naziris Shimshon. Our Gemara, as we spoke, the distinctions, that the differences there are between Naziris Shimshon and other Naziris, and how strict in some ways Naziris Shimshon is. The Shas HaTshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Ches Simen Peis, discusses a story where he received a shaila, where there was a boy, a Jewish boy, who was irreligious, and he was traveling around the world. And he ended up in India, and he ended up on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Tov Shin Lamed Vav, in a shul in Bombay, India. And the davening on Rosh Hashanah had such an influence on him. He says, why am I traveling the world trying to find myself? It's, I am a Jew, and that's where I belong. And he came back to Eretz Yisrael, but he got connected to a messianic cult, and he started learning Tanakh, and he learned the parasha of Naziris Shimshon, and because of that, he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir Shimshon. After a while, he got connected to real Yiddishkeit, to real Judaism, and he realized that this Naziris Shimshon that he had taken upon himself was affecting his life, his ability, and his interest and ability to live a regular Jewish life. But as we just learned in our shir, the Naziris Shimshon, you can't be matter in Naziris Shimshon. So he came to the Michas Yitzchak, is there any way to be matter this neder? So he says that a number of reasons why we could be lenient. One is, it's quite clear that when he took on the Naziris Shimshon, he really didn't realize what he was taking on. So it was a neder b'tos. Another point he makes is that the Paiskim do mention that maybe under certain compelling circumstances, we're allowed to be matter even in the Naziris Shimshon. And this may be one of those compelling situations. And moreover, he says, since when the person took upon himself the Naziris Shimshon, he wasn't really acting as a religious Jew. He didn't know what Judaism and what halacha really means. In this case, he was Mekel. We learned at the end of our Mishnah, if somebody said, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son, and he also said, the Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir. And he started counting his Naziris, and then Baruch Hashem, his son is born. The halacha is, he stops the Naziris that he took upon himself, and then he starts the Naziris of his son, and after he finishes the Naziris of his son, he resumes back to his Naziris. Ask the Gemara, again, where somebody said, Hareni Nazir Kishiyili Ben, the Nazir, began counting his own Naziris, then the son was born, began counting that Naziris, and Nitma Bimei Benoi, and he becomes Tamei during that term. And the halacha is, as we've discussed, if somebody becomes Tamei during his term of Naziris, he has to suspend his Naziris, not just suspend, that Naziris is stopped, he has to become Tar, and he starts his Naziris all over again. Rabbi Yochanan and Amos Saiser, even the original Naziris that he suspended also gets forfeited. Rish Lakish Amah, Eina Saiser, this Tumah only causes him to forfeit the Naziris that he observed for his son, but not for himself. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Saiser. Rabbi Yochanan says that this Tumah causes him to forfeit both. The reason it causes him to forfeit both, because Rabbi Yochanan looks at this situation as Chadah Naziris Arichta, as one long Naziris. And since he looks at this as one long Naziris, the halacha therefore is that he has to, that it's one long Naziris, and if he becomes Tamei, he forfeits it in the entirety. Rish Lakish, on the other hand, says, Ein Asayser Naziris today. The Ein Asayser doesn't affect his Naziris, because Rish Lakish teaches us Naziris today Lechud, the Brei Lechud. These are two separate Naziris. And even though, yes, he became Tamei during the term of Naziris Benai, it doesn't affect his Naziris. Says the Gemara, another mach like this between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The halacha we're going to learn later in a Masechta, while somebody is a Metzaira, that means after the Kayan saw his Nega and he's quarantined, those days are counted towards his Naziris. What happens if he's declared a Nazir? What happens if he's declared a Nazir? The halacha is that while he's a Nazir, and while he counts the days, the 7 days, after he completes being a Metzaira, the Kohen calls him Tar, those days cannot be counted towards his days of Naziris. From when he becomes a Metzaira Muchlet, he stops to count the Naziris, and then after he finishes Baruch Hashem being a Metzaira, he resumes his counting of Naziris. Now the Gemara discusses what happens if during this period, which he's not here or there, where he's a Metzaira Muchlet, which as we just said, while he's a Metzaira Muchlet, he's not counting the Naziris days, but he's not losing days, he became Tamei. Ask the Gemara, what's the halacha nitma b'mei tzaratoi? It became Tamei during that time. So we have here, machlokes again, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Soyser. If he came Tamei during that period, he causes it to forfeit the entire Naziris. Shlokish Amar Enesos, it doesn't cause him to forfeit the entire Naziris. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soyser, Dama Naziris Koi. The fact that he hasn't stopped being a Nazir, so it means he's a Nazir. And we know that a Nazir who becomes Tamei forfeits his Naziris. Rish Lakish Aymer Enesasa. We can't count those days as Naziris days, says Rish Lakish, because they're not being counted towards fulfilling his obligation. And those are Tzaras day. And says Rish Lakish, Tzaras Lachod v'Naziris Lachod. So actually, these two Machlaikasin are really the same. Do we look at them as one long Naziris, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, or not? Betzricha, so ask the Gemara, why was this machloikas needed to be said in both of these cases? Answers the Gemara, if we only had the first case, we would suggest that he Amar Rabbi Yochanan Saiser. The person became a Nazir. Then he started being a Nazir because of his son. But he's always a Nazir. Shame Naziris Achasi. And that's why if he becomes Tamei at any point, it causes him to forfeit the entire Naziris. Al-Baha. Now he became a Metzaira. So Tzaira is not a Nazir. He doesn't forfeit his days, but he's not a Nazir. So maybe we would suggest, in this case, the second case that we've learned, Eima Moidele Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rish Lakish, Nazir Luchud V'Tzaras Luchud. And if we only had the second case, we would suggest, come Rish Lakish, that he doesn't forfeit. Al Bahach, when he became Tamei, when he was a Nazir for his son, since it's one long Naziris, there maybe he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Eima Moidele Rabbi Yochanan. That's why the Gemara had to speak about both cases. The Gemara brings another machlokes. The Gemara speaks about a case where somebody accepted upon himself a Naziris of 30 days, and against his will, somebody gave him a haircut in the middle of his Naziris. Now, the Naziris will end after 30 days. But even though the Naziris will end after 30 days, he can't take a haircut. For as we learned earlier in our shir, a Nazir can never take a haircut until he has a growth of hair, which is the result of 30 days not taking a haircut. So now the halacha is that after the 30 days passed away, he's going to have to keep on not cutting his hair until he has a hair growth of 30 days. Rav Amar Einas Soyser, if during these days, which the halacha calls these days, the Yemei Gidl Sar, he becomes Tamei. Rav Yochanan, Rav Amar Einas Soyser, that won't cause him to forfeit his Naziris. Because a feeler of Rav Yochanan Amar, He says, even according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you become Tamei during the Metzora days, or during the Sundays, it affects the days you're not because of your son, it affects the other Naziris as well. Because you are in days of Naziris. But here, you're not in days of Naziris. You're in days of Gidl Sar. They're not Naziris days. And since they're not Naziris day, they're only Mishnah Nazirisu. They're only here to help you get the hair that you need to have to be able to take the required haircut. And those aren't Naziris day. And Shmuel says just the opposite. Shmuel HaMasoisa. Because Shmuel says, Afil Resh Lakish, that says that if you become Tamei during the days that you're keeping Naziris for your son, it doesn't affect the other days. If you become Tamei during the days of Tzaras, it doesn't affect your Naziris. Hosam Shtei Naziris. There's two separate Naziris going on. Hocha, it's an extension of your Naziris. And since it's an extension of your Naziris, that's why those days are considered days that if you become Tamei during those days, it causes you to forfeit your Naziris. And I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Kli Goyla in explaining the machloikis of Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. The Sefer Kli Goyla suggests that the machloikis here is really about the machloikis here is how do we look at a heksher mitzvah? Why is this person not taking a haircut? The reason this person is not taking a haircut is because the halacha is requiring him to wait to have hair of 30 days. Says the Sefer Kli Goyla, a person's only not taking a haircut because of a heksher mitzvah. Is that considered as it's heksher mitzvah, days that he's doing to be able to perform the mitzvah properly? Is that considered like days of the mitzvah or not? And he suggests that is the machlokes of Shmuel and Rav. Rav holds that the days of heksher mitzvah are not the same as the days of the mitzvah, whereas Shmuel holds that heksher mitzvah days are the same as the mitzvah days. And of course, if somebody were to become tamei during his naziris days, it would cause him to forfeit his naziris. Becoming tamei during the heksher days is the same according to Shmuel, and therefore if he becomes tamei during those days, it causes him to forfeit the naziris. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Hakol Moedim, even though we just had the Machloikus Rav and Shmuel, where somebody became tamei during the Yemei Gidl Sar, let's say Shemkides Sar Bedam, that the Nazir became tamei after they did Zrik Sadam on the Kabbonis that he brings at the end of his term, before he actually cut his hair. Eloi Takana. The halacha is that this person has a real problem. The reason he has a real problem is that since he didn't take a haircut, so he has all the halachas of a nazir. But on the other hand, he became tamei. Says the Gemara, I'll leave the man. According to this opinion, whose opinion are you saying this? If he didn't take a haircut and he becomes tamei, that he will still have to fulfill the dinim of a naziris. If you're going to say according to Rabbi Elazar, that says that as long as the nazir doesn't take his haircut on the day he finishes his naziris, he's considered a nazir. Rabbi Elazar's opinion is kimin da amet haglachs makavis, that until you take your haircut, you are still a nazir. So then he's like a nazir of taich malaisi. He should be considered like a nazir who became tamei during his term, that we have all the halachas, the lister, that he has to become tar, which takes 7 days, and then bring your kabbonis, and you'll be fine. I'll leave with the rabbonim. It's going according to the opinion of the rabbonim, that once you bring your kabbonis, you'll have to drink wine, you'll have to become tamei, even though you haven't taken a haircut. Hamri, so they hold taglach slamakevis. So if you brought your kabbonis, you're finished. What's it bother me that you became tamei? Answers the Gemara. So what is Rav Chisda saying? Says the Gemara, Olam Ali with Rabbanan. Rav Chisda saying his opinion according to Rabbanan. Umay ain't like Takana. What does that mean? Ain't like Takana lemitzvah geluach. That means the halacha is that he could drink wine and become tamei even though he didn't take a haircut. Amar Rabbi that and that doesn't prevent him from the haircut, and this one has nothing to do with the other. Even though he'll never be able to properly do mitzvah taklachas, because he became tamei before, that doesn't mean he doesn't never be able to take a haircut. He'll take a haircut eventually, but that has nothing to do with the wine and the tumah. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Nazir shekalo yomav, a nazir that completed his term of nazirus and he didn't bring his kabanas, loika la tumah, he gets malchus if he's metam himself b'mezid, and a loika la taglachas v'lo la yayin. But if he drank wine or took a haircut after the term is over, b'mezid he did this, he wouldn't get malchus. Ask the Gemara, Maish not tumah d'loki, why does he still get malchus even though his term is over? And the pasuk used the word kol, so we say that the word kol is the rabbis yom shlachim alois ki yom shlayof nemes. The days after he finishes his term are compared to the days before he finished his term. If he didn't bring his kabbanis yet, just like certainly during the days of his term, he may not become tamei. Here too, even though he completed his term, but he hasn't brought yet the kabbanis, he may not become tamei. So if ask the Gemara Ihachi, if that's the way we're learning that the word kol is coming to teach us, taglach stam lechayiv, so the halach ought to be that if he takes a haircut after his term is over, before he brought the kabbanis, he should also be chayiv damar achmana, because the Torah says, kol yimei nizroi, kol yimei neder nizroi, ta'al lo yaval roshoi. Lasis, isn't that pasuk coming to teach us? Lasis, yom shlach lemois, ki yom shlofnein mois. And if you take a haircut after your term is over, but you haven't brought your kabbanis, it should be the same as if you took a haircut during the term, where you would have to, where you would get malchus if you did a b'mezid. The su, and the Gemara asked the question regarding wine as well. The pasuk says, kol yimei nizrei mikol ashiyas megefen ayayin. So here too, mechatzan v'azag lo yoichel. So here too, the Torah Kedoshi used the word kol. Isn't it coming to teach us last yom shlach mois, ki yom shleifen mois? And if after you could finish your term, you drink wine, the mezid, before you brought your kabbanis, you should be mechayiv malchus. Answers, the Gemara shani hacha. This tumah is different. Amar Rachmana, the Torah says, v'chiyomis meis alo v'pesa pesam, v'timei roish nizr. Misha nizr talalei b'roishay. A nazir that his naziris is finished, he finished the term, and the only thing that's left over for him to do is take the haircut. Here the Torah says, v'timei, the halachas of tumah still apply. But the Torah does not say that regarding the nazir's iser of drinking wine. The Torah does not say that regarding the nazir iser to take a haircut. And regarding those halachas, once the term is over, he doesn't get malchus if he violates. Meisvei asked the Gemara question. The Braisa says, nazir shekolo lo yomav, if a nazir's term is over, also l'galeich l'shtos yayin l'tamei meisim, he's not allowed to take a haircut yet, he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to become tamei until he brings the karbonos. Vim gilech shosu yayin nit melameisim, harez the soifik as a boim. So here the Braisa says that they're all the same, and if even if your term ended, but you did not yet bring the carbon, you're not allowed to drink wine, become tamei, and take a haircut. And if you do so deliberately, you'll get malchus. Says the Gemara, clearly, to Yufta, this Braisa represents a refutation of the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina.